explaining Rahasya and all other things. Also, Gangacharya, when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and after that Dwarka, all places were turned into forest. But he used to know all these things. And he told to Parikshit Maharaj and discovered all the places. So in his book, Garga Sanhita, he has written all things, all leela, from birth to all leelas. So you can do pranam here to Garga Chari. He was the best Jyotishi, astrologer in the world at that time. Even he is, there is none equal to him, even in this age also. So he was a very great learned person and was a rasik person of Krishna Lila. Go Brahma.
Gargacharya
ki north and east. So this is Ishan Kumar. Ishan is Shankar. His other name is Ishan. So he is here situated. Here you are seeing Gopishwar Mahadev. You should do pranam here to Gopishwar Mahadev, Shankar, but to his form of Gopi, we will explain their city. Go on. But now, those who don't know anything, they have placed Hanuman here. Hanuman cannot come in Hanuman shape here. If you have to come, he will not come here in any shape. Even Gopishwar Mahadev was sitting there. Where? Far away from here, from the neck corner of there, in a grove. And gopis took his what?
Choti.
And gave so much gulchas to him. Why you came here? So he cannot. We will see that when Krishna again will come here with gopis, he will give gulcha to Hanuman and he will have to promise that I will never come here. So we can do pranam to Jogmaya Purnima. Jogmaya Purnima Devi ki
only ever existing in Golok Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan. Krishna in this world, along with his pastimes and along with his places of that abode. This is the place where his pastimes are going on every time. We can't conceive it. We can't know anything of this place. This is such a high place, highest place, which cannot be known by the mundane effort. Material knowledge cannot enter this place. Only it depends upon the grace of Supreme Lord and his most near favorite servants. So let us be graced by them so that we may enter into this place and know the pastimes which was offered in this place. Not offered, it is offering every time because it is ever existing, but we are not able to see it. So why are we not seeing it? Is this leela or pastime senses. Why? But this is the thing. Such a high which cannot be known by material senses or material efforts. Now, we know that name is nothing but not other thing than Lord Himself. In spite of that, we do not feel it. Krishna and the Lord Himself, there is no difference. In spite of that, we do not feel it. We do not, whenever we utter the name of Krishna, we do not see His image, we do not see His first name, we do not know anything of it. Why? His name and Krishna one and the same. Such a thing, why occurs living before us? We are in such a condition, we are such conditioned by Maya that in spite of the existence for all time, we could not feel it. So let us first of all remove that Maya. If Maya is removed, then everything of the past time may be understood. But with our own effort, then we cannot be removed. By the grace of Divine Master and the devotees of the high rank, it is only possible. So let us hear it about this place from the mountain Sipad Narayan Maharaj.
श्रीमान राष्ट्र सारंभी बंसी पर तथास्थित
पर्सन बिरसन
बिन सुने गोपी गोपी नाम से हम लोग यहाँ बंसी बट पर पहुंचे हैं। यद्यपि परम पूज्य बापके विक्रम महाराज ने ये बतलाया यथाम अप्राकृत है पूज्य पाठ महाराज हैज टोल्ड दैट दिस होल ब्रज एंड स्पेशली दिस इज
ट्रांसेंडेंटल
ट्रांसेंडेंटल
एंड इटर्नल
एंड इटर्नल सो दोज हु हैव रियलाइज दिस थिंग दे कैन कम दे कैन टच दे कैन सी एवरीथिंग बट दो आर Those are not in this case, this stage they can see. But they can hear something. If they have some Shraddha, then
faith,
a strong faith. They are qualified to hear something. And by hearing this thing with Shraddha, we can gradually go up and one day we can be able to come to this place. But it can take life and life, but also, and if he is so sincere, then he can know very soon. यहाँ पर राष्ट्रस्थली है बंसीवर यहीं पर कृष्ण ने पूर्णिमा के दिन शरद पूर्णिमा के दिन बंसी बजाई This is the place, this is called बंसीवर Here Krishna played on his flute and called the gopis. All were assembled. They left their cooking, service of their husbands, supporting their boys. If they were decorating themselves, they left also those who were decorating their
eyes
with In one eye half, they left there also. So everything they forget and they came to this place. there was a very sweet dialogue between Krishna and
gopis
here. Krishna told them to return to their home, but they did not return. After that, Raslila began, but in the midtime, Srimati Radhika with Krishna disappeared from here, and all the gopis were searching him. After that, they meet. After that, they become this. They were bitterly crying and weeping and chanting this, singing this song. Krishna again appeared there, and they began again rush. So this is the place here. We have come. Shankar, Brahma and all others cannot come here. Only gopis can come here. Even Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Sridham, Subal, Priya Narmasakha, also they cannot come to this place. So this place is so highest. About the
mysterious.
About the Gupta Sthan hai, or Uchya Koti ka Sthan hai. One Shankar has some great to come to this place and to see Raslila. He did Aradhana of Yogmaya Purnima Devi out of Vrindavan. At that time, Yogmaya appeared to him and asked some benediction. He wanted to have this benediction. वो ये चाहते थे जब मैं राष्ट्रीय का दूर से भी दर्शन कर सकूं. He told that I want to take darshan of Raslila. At the time of Ras, I want to take darshan. No matter, you cannot do. It is absurd for you in this shape. So you will have to be gopi. He told that I want to gopi, but how I can be gopi? She took the hands of Shankar and we will go there. There is a problem. And
drowned
he found him. And he, when he came out of the water, he saw that it is a very beautiful Kishori gopi of age 12 and half. Yogmaya took him to this place where Gopi Sat Mahadev, we will go just now. I told that you should sit in this grove's hidden way. आप यहाँ पर छिप करके वहाँ से दर्शन कर सकते हैं. In the meantime, Ras began and Shankar was saying in the Gopi Vesh, Gopi Swar there. But at this day, there was no enthusiasm in neither in Krishna nor in Gopis. No Ras Lila was there. So much. Gopis told that we are not happy to dance and sing. Krishna also told, what is the matter? They thought that there must be some obstacle, and any opposite most person may have come here. So we will have to search and to drive him out of this place. So all began to search. Lakhs and lakhs gopi began to search here and there. When they reached to that, jab tu wahan par pahunchi, to dekha jaise Kishori gopi was sitting there. They catch their what?
Bread.
And asked her, who are you? What's your name, please? But he could not say. Couldn't answer, could not reply, because Yogmaya had never given him any name. They asked another question. What is the name of your father and mother? What is your birthplace? So, what is the name of your husband? Any question he could not reply. Wo kushi prashna ka uttar nahi de sake. Oh, this is imitation in a gopi. It is really not gopi. and they began to do like air. So his cheeks were swollen so much, and she began to cry. Let me free, I'm going from here. But gopis were not giving up. So at last, he began to cry, oh Jogmaya,
save me.
Then at once, Jogmaya Purnima Devi appeared and told gopis, requested gopis, get him. Don't give any trouble to her. He is Shankar, but he has worshipped me in so long time. So I have given word that you will be gopi and you should sit from far away from there. Vahan se aap dekhi. Then, Purnimashi began to pray Krishna and gopis that I want some direction that this Gopeshwar should be. On Gopeshwar you should make your mercy, give mercy. And he should be given some
seva
here. And that seva, what will be?
Some responsibility.
Some responsibility that any other person having no gopi mood or gopi shop should not enter in Vrindavan. So you should watch, and if there are not of same mood, they should be driven out of Vrindavan. Only the persons like this should be entered in Vrindavan. Then that gopi was named Gopishwar. The
meaning of this
is gopis are Ishwar of what Shankar? That Shankar is Gopishwar Mahadev. Like Ram is Ishwar of what Shiv? That Shiv is called
Rameshwar.
In this way. So here gopis are Ishwari of Shankar. But Raghunath Das Goswami has also in his prayer, in Bharat Balasya Stava, he has told like this. But
Vrindavana Banipati
He has told that the Shankar in the shape of gopis who can give the benediction that a very high class of devotee can be gopi. This benediction also Sanatana Goswami, Vrindavana Vani Pate Jai Somu Somu Mori, Sanak Sanandan Sanatana Narada, Gopishwar, Prajapilasi Jugandri Padme, Prema Prayas Sharad Rupa, he can give Vishuddha Prem, pure Prem to God. Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is very much bosom friend to Shankar. So this Gopishwar Mahadev. And this Mahadev went to Bankhandi and then he became Bankhandi Mahadev. So there are so many things we will discuss in our mind. Gau Pramaname! Now we go to Gopishwar Mahadev.
Gurave Gaurachandraya, Radhikaya Sadadev, Krishnaya Krishnabhaktaya, Sarabhaktaya no. It has been told in Shastra, Bhaktistu Bhagavat Sangena Paryaya. Bhakti comes by the association of pure devotees and bhakti. Satam prasangam vidya sampito bhavanti hit karana rasayana parjyosanat asu apabhagya vartmani sadharati bhakti anume anupanasya. By powerful association of pure devotees, Krishna, Katha, and by this thing, all kinds of anas, aparad, and bad things go out from our heart, heart becomes pure, and bhakti comes pure. And this bhakti, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prem bhakti can come. But if you are not associating, merely chanting Hari name, the purpose is not so. So, sadhu sanghe, कृष्ण नाम ही यही मात्र चाहिए संसार के लिए कोनो और वस्तु नहीं इज प्रेइंग दैट इन दी एसोसिएशन व्हेन आई कैन चांट प्योर हरि नाम आल्सो रूप गोस्वामी इज दैट रोल तन्नाम रूप चैतन्य सुखतनाम क्रमेण रसना भक्ति
मनुष्य
तिष्ठन प्रजे तदान रागे So of everywhere, sadhu-sangha, sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastra koya. Law-matra sadhu-sangha is sarva-shastra. If we can associate for a moment, even bhakti-vipa, yoga, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in second slok, which I have been told, tatkhana,
immediate.
So we will have to very strong faith for this, that by associating pure bhakti, name, chanting, remembering, everything may come very easily. Today, to Vansibhat and
Gopeshwar
Mahadev. And after this, we have come here in Vrindakunj. You know that before, since so many long time, Vrindadevi had gone to
Kamyavar.
But Vaishnava has brought him here. So this is Vrindavan, very beautiful Punji you saw. Very beautiful Punji. Really this is Vrindapunja and Vrinda is here. So we have come to this place to see Vrindadevi and real Vaishnavas and to see this Punji. After this, very near to this place, there is a place Brahma Kunda. And nearby, the Lala Babu Mandir, very authentic Mandir, we used to go with Guru Maharaj there. And from there, returning, we go to Govindji and thus to the Vrindavan. Go, Prema! We want. We want that all the devotees who adopt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in their guidance, in their line, they want to do aradhana of Radha Krishna Kanjiva. We are all human beings. But anyhow, they are scattered now, somewhat here. We want they should all come in a group, especially if they are not coming. But even they can meet together in year, two, twice, thrice, and collectively they should preach everywhere. They should have no grudge or no
sectarian.
But though it is hard, so hard, because some think that you should come to my place. Some are against Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Some are not going to accept Srila Bhakti Goswami Thakur. Some accepting them, but they are different in opinion. So, but we should try no harm. And we should have a hope that we are in one family and that the master of the world can be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try. We should not hate anybody, those who are chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Krishna and Radha. So my wish is that we are in all families and we should try to help each other and thus
Dhyan Kutari means when Uddhava came taking a very big bundle of
basket
of
full of knowledge.
It is called sopana. Usko gathri kahte hain. What is gathri?
Gathri.
Big knot.
Bag.
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 gyan he took and to give gopis. But gopis don't need so many pieces of that bag, and that they felt in Jamuna. And after that he went to these all rotten
pieces
went to Prayag, and it went to Ganges. From Ganges it went to ocean, through Kashi, ocean. And ocean it was rotten and it was. So there is no need of gyan here, nirvishesh gyan, only bhakti, tattva and bhakti and prema bhakti is needed here. Lala Babu ji ka mandir hai. This Lala Babu was a very big landlord in East Bengal. Lala Babu ji East Bengal ke bahut bade bhai jamindar aur rais the. Jab wo boodhe ho gaye, when he became old, one day he was going anywhere in his estate. There was a river there. Ek nadi behti thi usme. He calls the boatman that at once you should come and you should keep take me to that side. I want to go very soon to my house, my palace. In the same time, that boatman wala or anyone told, oh, it is Sandhya. Bela jaya. Bela gelo. Mane time has passed. He thought that this boatman is telling to me that now you have become old and you will have to die and to go from this world. Oh, I will not return to my home. He made up his mind strongly that I will never return to my kingdom and my house. I have left my home, my wife, my children, my wealth and everything. And now I am going to Vrindavan. And there I will die and I will do bhajan. So we are like that same. Now we are becoming old, and the young persons also will be one day old. And after that, they will have to give up this world, taking nothing from this world. Giving up this body here, you cannot take anything of this world. Empty handed. Hand will be also not there. This. Take anything. He made up his mind that I should go to Vrindavan, and I will. Chant and remember in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he left his home, he did not return to his home, left everything and came to Vrindavan. But because he was landlord family, he had left everything, but he came, and again money was coming to him. Thus he built so much, very big temple, totally from the pieces of pathar,
stones.
You are saying, how stone this temple is. And again money was coming to him so much because he was done. So I think, I fear for you that you are also from Western countries and you know how to make money. Easily. We cannot do like that. But you are so expert in this. So you have left, you have done everything. But even you can make money, and you are making money. So I fear. So you should be like a Rupa and Sanat, not like Lala Babu. But Lala Babu was also a very high class of devotee. He offered himself and his whole wealth and reputation, everything. Remembering and doing bhajan of Krishna.
But yet he made this. And it costs so much. So we have not to go in this way. Like Rupa and Sanatana, we should try to do bhajan, not quarreling with anyone, no problem. Go Pramanande, Lala Babu ki jai, Sri Vigraha ki jai, Go Pramanande. Jogmaya made Shankar like a book. But in eternal kingdom, Brahmapurna is always very pure and eternal. So we should do pranam from here, Jogmaya kindly, mercifully took Shankar and drowned it in this kunda, and he became very beautiful gopi. So many of the devotees used to live here to have to bathe the mercy of Jogmaya and to take bath in Mahakunda, that their interior should be like a gopi. So we should pray here to Jogmaya and this kunda, that O Kunda, Brahma Kunda and Jogmaya, we pray you to bestow your mercy that